The Office of the Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction says since 2003, the United States, Iraq, and other donors have devoted more than $100 billion to rebuilding Iraq. But the Inspector General indicates the reconstruction efforts are dogged by failures. Inspectors point to the Mosul Dam, which U.S. officials warn is in danger of collapse. The U.S. project to fix what the Army Corps of Engineers now calls the most dangerous dam in the world has cost $27 million. Yet Special Inspector Stuart Bowen Jr. said at a congressional hearing Tuesday, the spending has yielded few benefits.
These contracts were meant to fulfill that. They failed. And they were supposed to provide for the construction of 5 grout mixing vehicles and also something called the IntelliGrout system, $16 million for it. It's not being used. My inspectors found that one of the mixers was built, 2 were partially built, 2 not built.
Bowen told a panel of the House Appropriations Committee that tens of thousands of people could be killed if the Mosul Dam fails. Bowen cited some improvements in Iraq. Attacks on coalition forces dropped in recent months to their lowest level since June 2006, and Iraq's electrical output reached its highest levels in recent months since the 2003 invasion. A General Accounting Office report states U.S. efforts to rebuild Iraq lack strategies with clear purpose and performance measures. Joseph Christoph, the General Accounting Office Head of International Affairs and Trade.
The U.S. government wants to try to help in some fashion. We spent over $300 million to try to build the budgeting and procurement and contracting skills in the Iraqi ministries. But the question always remains, are we effectively helping to build the capabilities of corrupt ministries?
Christoph says future reductions in violence depend on developing capable Iraqi security forces. But he says these forces have high rates of absenteeism, divided loyalties, and limited logistical capabilities.
Since 2003, the United States has provided $19.2 billion to train and equip 360,000 Iraqi soldiers and police officers. But as of September 2007, as reported last month by General Petraeus, only about 10 of the 140 Army, National Police, and special operation units are operating independently.
Christoph adds the Iraqi government has so far met only 1 of 8 legislative benchmarks intended to promote national reconciliation. Leyte Hong Fincher, VOA News.